Welcome to the debate. Today, we delve into the intricate and, frankly, deeply unsettling character of Dexter Morgan. He was the blood spatter analyst for the Miami Metro Police Department, who also happened to be a methodical serial killer. His very existence forces us to confront some profound ethical and legal dilemmas, really blurring the lines between justice and vengeance.
Right. And the central question we're wrestling with today is this. Is Dexter Morgan, through his, well, uniquely brutal methods, a necessary hero delivering a dark form of justice to those who've evaded the law? Or is he ultimately a dangerous monster whose actions fundamentally corrode the very rule of law he was, you know, employed to uphold?
Exactly. And my position today champions the idea that Dexter's vigilantism, guided by a strict code, serves a crucial, albeit uncomfortable, purpose in a flawed system.
Whereas I'll be arguing for the immutable, the paramount importance of adhering to the rule of law, above all else, regardless of the perceived failings of the system.
Okay. So Dexter Morgan operates within this rigorously defined ethical framework. It's known as the Code of Harry, a set of non-negotiable rules instilled by his adoptive father. Now, this code dictates that if he must kill to satisfy his primal urges, he must only target other serial killers, people who have unequivocally earned their fate, those who've committed heinous acts and, crucially, slipped through the cracks of the formal legal system. His actions aren't just arbitrary violence. They are a calculated, brutal form of retributive justice for the unpunished. He meticulously gathers evidence, you know, establishing undeniable guilt, ensuring he never touches the innocent. In a world where justice is often imperfect, where maybe procedural rigidities or legal loopholes allow the truly wicked to walk free, Dexter steps into a critical void.
He becomes the grim necessity, the final arbiter, ensuring ultimate accountability for those predators who would otherwise continue to inflict harm. Paradoxically, he makes society safer, arguably by eliminating the worst among us.
Mm-hmm. Well, while it's certainly tempting, I think, to view Dexter Morgan's targets as deserving of their fate, one simply cannot overlook the profound and dangerous subversion of justice his methods represent. He is, by day, a sworn part of the Miami police, a forensic analyst contributing to the very system designed to uphold the law. Yet by night, he transforms into an architect of extrajudicial killings, executions carried out without any legal authority or any due process whatsoever. His night work, as it's called, involves methodical stalking, careful abduction, and then that horrifying ritual, tying individuals to a table in a plastic-wrapped room, confronting them with images of their victims before his knife comes down. These are not the actions of a law enforcer, regardless of his code. These are the actions of a serial killer.
This dual identity makes him a dangerous agent, operating entirely outside all legitimate authority, eroding public trust, and maybe more importantly, dismantling the fundamental principles of legal protection and due process that separate a civilized society from, well, anarchy.
I understand the visceral repulsion his methods provoke, and I'm certainly not advocating for unchecked vigilantism. However, I think my colleague's dismissal of the Code of Harry as a mere rationalization perhaps overlooks its profound pragmatic function and the unique ethical constraints it imposes. This is an arbitrary personal vengeance. It's a meticulously structured set of rules designed to channel his dark urges toward a specific, arguably beneficial outcome. The code demands absolute certainty of guilt. That means Dexter expends significant effort to ensure his targets are, in fact, undeniable killers who have definitively evaded the formal system. This prevents the kind of miscarriages of justice that a less disciplined vigilante might easily perpetrate. He acts as a kind of dark utilitarian, identifying and eliminating proven threats that the justice system, maybe through its inherent limitations or procedural errors, simply cannot contain.
Without Dexter, these individuals would likely continue their destructive paths, perpetrating more harm, arguably making his actions a harsh but essential intervention for the greater good.
I hear your argument about the pragmatic constraints of the code. I do.
but I must vehemently disagree that any code, however strict it might be, can somehow legitimize murder or transform a serial killer into a hero. We have to remember the horrifying reality of what Dexter actually does. He tracks men from the shadows, waits until they are isolated and vulnerable, and then he strikes. He ties them to a table in that room with plastic wrapping the walls to contain the evidence, stripping them of every fundamental legal protection, the right to a fair trial, the presumption of innocence, the ability to present a defense, the right to legal counsel. His knife coming down. Well, that's the ultimate act of individual judgment replacing established law. This isn't merely bypassing legal protections, it's a complete dismantling of the very framework designed to prevent miscarriages of justice and protect individual liberty, however guilty one might believe the individual to be.
The concept of deserving it is profoundly dangerous when it's wielded by an individual, because it establishes a precedent where personal moral authority just trumps the collective societal agreement enshrined in our laws.
Right, you're concerned regarding the sanctity of due process are well-founded, and I absolutely acknowledge the profound legal implications of Dexter's actions. However, we also have to consider the extraordinary circumstances that perhaps necessitate such an extreme response. We aren't discussing a perfectly functioning justice system here, but one repeatedly shown to be fallible, where horrifyingly guilty individuals manipulate the system or simply disappear without consequence. Dexter doesn't target those accused of crimes. He targets those proven to be guilty, often with evidence that probably would be admissible in court, but which the system, for whatever reason, has failed to act upon. His methods, while definitely extra-legal, ensure that the absolute worst serial offenders, the ones who leave that trail of broken lives and frustrated law enforcement, are ultimately held accountable.
This isn't necessarily a slippery slope to anarchy when it's governed by such a rigid, self-imposed code that specifically targets those who have already shattered societal norms in the most extreme ways and, crucially, escaped formal justice. It is perhaps a tragic but necessary countermeasure in an imperfect world, a dark mirror maybe reflecting the system's own failures.
While I appreciate your framing of Dexter as a kind of countermeasure, it seems to dangerously rationalize a profound corruption right within the very heart of justice. The idea that his vigilantism is a necessary evil fundamentally undermines the principle that no one, absolutely no one, regardless of perceived guilt, is above the law. When an individual, even one operating with a personal code, appoints themselves judge, jury, and executioner, it inevitably erodes the public's faith in the impartiality and the reliability of the legal system. Moreover, the very existence of a figure like Dexter, operating within the police department itself, well, that creates an insidious betrayal of trust. The police actively searched for the Bay Harbor Butcher, didn't they? They feared him, dedicated immense resources to his capture, never knowing that the very killer they sought was standing right beside them, analyzing blood spatter, offering insights.
This isn't merely a flaw, it's an internal infection that profoundly compromises the integrity and the legitimate authority of law enforcement.
That's a compelling argument about the deception and the erosion of trust, yes. I can't dispute the profound impact his hidden life had on those around him. Yet, I would frame this facade of normalcy slightly differently. I'd argue it wasn't just a means to evade capture, but actually a crucial element allowing him to fulfill his unique, albeit hidden, function. Dexter successfully maintained this public persona, a quiet, dedicated blood spatter analyst with a steady job, a girlfriend, a family. This outward normalcy was essential for his ability to function within society, to blend seamlessly into the very institution he utilized, and thereby effectively pursue those who escape justice. His secret life, while undeniably a deception, allowed him to move within the system, identify its failures, and then act where it could not.
He wasn't merely hiding. He was, in a way, performing a vital, albeit dark, service, contributing to crime solving by day, and ensuring a particular necessary brand of justice by night. This dual role, though ethically incredibly complex, ensured that a specific kind of accountability was meted out without completely disrupting the societal fabric through, you know, overt vigilante chaos.
I'm just not convinced that the supposed necessity of his facade can ever outweigh the profound betrayal of trust and the deep infiltration of the justice system from within. That quiet man with a smile, the one his sister loved, the one his friends trusted, that was a meticulously crafted lie. This secret life wasn't just some personal choice. It was an active, systemic deception that compromised every single relationship and institution he touched. The Bay Harbor Butcher was a terror, a ghost that haunted Miami Metro, and their inability to catch him surely created a sense of fear and distrust among the public. The profound irony, the absolute perversion of it all, is that the killer they hunted with such fervor was the colleague they shared coffee with every morning. This infiltration represents a fundamental breakdown of integrity, not just for Dexter, but for the very idea of justice.
If an agent of the law can so profoundly betray the public trust and operate entirely outside its mandates, what faith can the public truly have left in the system? The cost to societal trust, the psychological burden on those unknowingly implicated, it's immeasurable. And I think deeply damaging.
Ultimately, Dexter Morgan forces us to confront some very uncomfortable truths about the limitations and, yes, the failures inherent in any legal system. His strict adherence to the Code of Harry, ensuring he targets only those undeniable, prolific killers who have systematically evaded legal accountability, positions him as a necessary, if morally fraught, hero. He steps into a vacuum created by systemic imperfections, offering a brutal but undeniable form of retribution that would otherwise be tragically absent. He provides a specific kind of closure, perhaps, that the formal processes simply could not deliver. He is in many ways a dark reflection of society's desperate need for ultimate justice when all other avenues seem exhausted.
And yet, despite any noble intent or the horrific nature of his targets, Dexter Morgan's actions undeniably subvert the foundational principles of the rule of law. His secret life, his meticulously planned extrajudicial executions, his systemic deception of law enforcement personnel, including his own sister, all of it showcases a dangerous disregard for due process, for legal authority, and for public trust. He embodies a system where personal judgment entirely replaces established justice, establishing a precarious and, I believe, ultimately corrosive precedent that undermines the very fabric of a justice society.
We leave you to ponder the profound complexities of such a figure. Dexter Morgan was, it seems, both hero and monster living in the same body.